some of the town meeting before they got married came into my Rebbe equipment, and he would give them advice. The advice he gave them was different in each case, but the Tal Sheva Ham was that with your wife, you have to be soft, you have to be nice, you have to umav b'fnei atzmo. When I came into my Rebbe, I expected the same thing. My Rebbe gave me hit me from the other side. My Rebbe never liked to give two people the same advice. It was always customary. So he said like this. A lady asked the Chofetz Chaim some cipher. I could have got a bet. No, a fella asked the Chasam Sofer, but he's quoting his wife. He says, "My wife, Tainus, I could have got a better chosen than you. The reason why I took you was because you don't have the chumrah. All these other guys had the certain chumrah, which I didn't like. So I decided to take you because you don't have that chumrah. All of a sudden, now you tell me you want." This is a few years after the chasm. He says, "Now he wants to start that chumrah." He says, "I picked you because you didn't have the chumrah. Now, so he went to the chasam sefer. He asked him, maybe he has the right time. Chasam sefer says, when a woman marries a talmud chacham." A Talmud Chacham is not static. He's always growing. Talmud Chacham is someone that's always growing. So she has to expect that what she sees now is not necessarily what she's going to see in 2 years from now, in 10 years from now, in 20 years from now. She's going to see a bigger person, a steiging person, a growing person. The one... reasons I have big accounts, I tell you, this is called, yes, you speak a number of times because I believe the quality of the individuals I saw here. I saw this meter of a Talmud Chacham, of growth, of steiging. So I know that if I leave any kashas on the inside, they'll answer it, if not today, in the future. So it's encouraging. The Bisker Rav, yes, it says in this week's parsha that the Yetzias Mitzrayim was Belaila. And it says in the same parsha that it was B'yoyim. Le'el Shemurim U'Lashem Lo'itzim E'el Mitzrayim U'Alayla Hazel L'Hashem Shemurim L'chol B'nai Yisrael D'Roitzom. Then later, a few psukim later, it says, "Vayim hazeh hoytzi Hashem es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim al tzivosim." Ve'etzem hayom hazeh. What's going on? Is it night? Is it by day? And okay, and if it was by night, it's okay. If it was by day, it's okay. But what? So I heard this from the Rosh. Rabbi Elephant to the Shiva Vitri. The Chayyim Baruch, he tiny that the Bisker Rav said he wanted to give us a chelus that in no matzav does it get lost. The chelus that the Rabban Shem gave us is such a chelus that no matter what matzav we're in, that cheres will remain. And that he was accomplished that night. And it's Zion. That night, where did they go? Where did they come? It looks like they're free, but that they should know that here they got cheirus that conditions can't change that cheirus. No matter what under what in any conditions they'll be, they're going to be b'nei cheirin. That's when what they have to be. That's what they're supposed to be. B'nei cheirin. Then b'yayim was the shleimus of the cheirus, but the actual totally leaving Mitzrayim. But they had to be a cheirus under all conditions. I'm going to start with a chassidish shavad. I'm not sure I'm saying it over right, but it's precious to me because I lived with the koyach of the Noam Elimelech for quite a while after it was introduced to me. He asked a question, Shemais starts the pasuk switches around. It starts with there's a Lashon Abba, and then there's a Lashon Asid, there's a Yaakov, and there's a Yisrael. And he wants to know what's going on here. The Eilu Shmois Bnei Yisrael Haboim Mitzrayimo Eis Yaakov Ishu Veisavo. So it starts with Bnei Yisrael, it ends with Eis Yaakov. Two different. Then it starts Haboim, which is a Lashon Haiva, happening. And Ishu Beis Abo, and they came. Lashon Abba. So he says there's two levels of tzaddikim. Yeah, tzaddikim that are on the higher level, they're in the Bechina of Yisrael. Then there are tzaddikim that are either newcomers to being tzaddikim or on a lower level, and they're Yaakov. So he says, the Bnei Yisrael, the tzaddikim that are on the higher level, they are always in process. The tzaddikim that are on the higher level, they're always in process. They're boim. They are lashon haiva, they're boim. They're the ones that are saying, Pischuli shari tzedek, avoy boy, oideka. We're not even beginners. Open up across the beginning. And then Hashem says to them, Ze Hashal Hashem Tzadikim Yerovar. That's the Shah you're in. Tzadikim Yerovar. So, but they're boyim. And they're on the high Madagisa. But the younger tzaddikim and the fresher tzaddikim, the ones that are on the lower madrega, they're Eish Yaakov. They're bo already. They arrived. They feel like they made it already. They arrived. They're bo. And then he says, a tzaddik that's on the high level of Yisrael, if he wants to take his family along, if he wants Ishu Beis Abo, he has to lower himself to Yaakov. Not to make himself a tzaddik, chas v'shalom. But even if he's on the madrega of Yisrael, if he wants Ishu Beis Abo, sometimes he has to have the ability to get on the floor and play a game with his kids. Sometimes he has to have the ability to to lower himself, not to the lower madrega of tzaddik, so it should be issue beisavo, so that he should be able to take with him his wife and his children as well. They say that Rav Shach Ratzal was complimenting someone who he felt was more matzlech with his children than he was, and he said, when you were singing Zmiris, I was looking into a sefer doing the meal. And that's why you were more matzlech with your children. And even in the Zmiris, not only do we have to sing the Zmiris of the Elder Zayd, the Zmiris, we have to sing a Zmiris that shouldn't be from the new rock and roll ones, but it should be a Zmiris that could, that the whole Mishpacha should be part of. The Maharal asked the question. Chag HaMatzos, we start the whole thing about Chag HaMatzos with Hol Lach Va'anya. Hol Lach Va'anya, D'achol HaBosona, Ba'ad the Mitzrayim. And then we call the Chag, Chag HaMatzos. Yeah. Imagine having a Chag, Chag HaTzolos HaDeh. The Chag is Chag HaTzolos. What's my Chag is Chag HaTzolos? Chag the Maharal answers, I don't have really enough time, but the Maharal answers that over here it really means basic. Ani is basic. No Ani, you suddenly Yisrael. What do you mean, no, on the use of Yisrael? On the Choshev Kemeis, and on the other hand, no, on the use of Yisrael. Because Ottoman, he's basic. If you want to harm him, you can only harm him. You can't harm his possessions, this and that. He's basic. The matzah is basic. If you take away the water, you can't have a matzah. If you take away the flour, you can't have a month. It's basic. Later on in Shavuos and this, we're going to have other dimensions. But this is a chag, this is a basic chag. And when Ani Hakotan won, you'll notice that when I say cotton, I don't say it with the same geschmack as the rest of the words. But the maisa is that the I learned a different shana. I learned that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't want to erase the tzaras of Mitzrayim. Many mitzvahs in the Torah are based on the tzaras of Mitzrayim. When we send away an Eved Ivri, we're not supposed to send away an Eved Ivri. We're supposed to give him matanas along because we were avodim in Mitzrayim. We stayed from Mitzrayim. When we're mekayim v'ahavtim es ager, which is repeated 26 times in the Torah, we do it not only because we do it because we were Gerim. We're an Ummah of Gerim. We have to go through our whole life with those kinyonim that we were koina. That lechem oni that we ate in Mitzrayim, we have to shtay from that so much that this minute we could right away invite people to eat. We join them so totally with the Yidden suffering in Mitzrayim that we have a new connection with the Kol Dichvin. They should be Yeseh V'Yechel. So in Mele, it's a pass that the in the Chag should link the Hashem that might appear like a tzara, but we shtayk from it, and something we shtayk from, we're proud of, and we keep with it because we want to continue shtayking from that. That we got from the time. Then there's another. There's two Schwerkeiten that I want to leave you with. One, everyone knows that we were in the 49 Shari Tumah, and any second we could have fallen into the 50. Oh, get us out quick. What I don't understand is, it says, "Kol makom she'ata moitzei geder erva, sham ata moitzei kedusha." So, geder erva is a source of kedusha. It's not only kedusha itself; it's a bare mankind of Kedusha, Geder Erva. So how do you understand Gano, Mayim Chosum, the Yidden were Godu Barayas, the whole parasha of the Kant Klal Yisrael is mentioned, not one mamza, not one product of priestess, and we were, how did we make that trick of getting so low that it should be mamish hot of kilko, and at this while we're on a level of geder erva, shom, every place you find geder erva, shabbat shabbat shabbat. Then I have another kasha. I don't understand. Rashi tells it to us, but he don't explain it to me. I'm not saying to us, but maybe he explained it to you. It says when they're asking for the stuff from the Mitzrayim, they say. So it says they ask for kesef, for zahav, and simolos. Pasuk lamed hey. So Rashi says that is in order of Shiva. Smolos is the big one. Smolos is that you see from kesef before zahav that we're going the and with, like Rashi says that. It's going up. It's getting more chashev. Kesef, silver. Zahav, more chashev. Smolos, oh. Rashi said, oh, smolos. And smolos. Ab hayuch shuvas lehem. Mina kesef, umina zahav. Vaham uche bepasev chashev. Amechilta. I see a Rashi. I need a Rebbe. I have to check the cash, and I need someone to cash it. What's the Indian here that smolos is more chashev and kesev and zahav, and smolos goes to more chashev later? Is it that the avdus makes a person lose his whole sense of chashivas, and the godim helps return that sense of chashivas? A lot of you have worked with Kirov also, you work on all fronts, Baruch Hashem. But so So sometimes you see that how important the levush is. Like you figure, we all grew up not in chassidus chatorim or anything. Yes, Rachman Aliba boy. Like the clothing wasn't that important. But over here you see smallois was more than kesef and zahav. Hashem yoreh amen. How did it work? Call it.